All right, the time is here. I'm glad you chose this song to play because I feel like... I feel like it's very possible TC invented this bit.
That's what Mark said in the meeting.
That many years ago, when Mark Follow was going to fill in for Bob... and was going to do so for an extended period of time, that he was trying to think of bits, and TC was an intern back then, and he asked TC what he should do, and TC said, well, you're a play-by-play guy. Why don't you just do play-by-play on stuff, on things, just describe life? And we did it back then, and we liked it, and we're going to try to do it again. Now, how are we feeling right now? I've seen phone lines light up.
I'm feeling better now than I did 10 seconds ago. We have, we've got Mark.
Because are we going to have another phone on the line?
We will. We did earlier, but it disappeared.
Okay.
But we have one, and hopefully the second will be calling back, or I will be calling that person.
Okay, well, let's check
in. First one, and I'll
so what we want to do, Mark Followell, he's a play-by-play expert. We can't do this. We couldn't do this if we wanted to. But we've sent him out just to look at everyday life. We're not sure where he went. We will find out. And then Mark is going to do play-by-play on life. But we do need the other phone line hooked up in order to make sure he could throw it to this. Okay, I think we're ready to do that. Mark Followell, voice of the Mavs, do you read me?
I do read you well, and I would like to welcome everyone to our telecast today, or our radio broadcast, as it were, in this particular case. We're coming to you from the Tom Thumb, which is located in the Victory Plaza, Victory Park era. And we're already starting to walk around this very nice store. It's a wonderful store. It's very clean. It's very well organized. There's a aisle that have all sorts of different foods on there. I'm looking right now, and there's lots of chicken that's packaged up, and there are people that are replenishing those particular aisles. But the thing that I found right now that's going on, Dan, is I'm standing behind a gentleman. He's got appears a pair of black shorts, a red shirt on, and right now what he's doing is he's looking at tortillas. Now, a moment ago, Dan, I'm not exactly sure why, what he was preparing, but he was studying the McCormick spice aisle very, very closely. Mm. He was zeroed in. I'm not sure if it was chili powder. I'm not sure if it was garlic salt. Was it parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme? I don't know what those things were. But, Dan, right now he has grabbed a packet of Mission tortillas, and he's put this packet of Mission tortillas with 5 wheat tortillas in it back on the shelf, Dan. You know, obviously, when you first start a game, there's a lot of indecision. The game plan, is it going to work? Is it not going to work? We don't know what his game plan is right now. He apparently doesn't know what his game plan is right now. He's holding a basket, though. It does have a couple of spices in it, and he's gone back to look at the Mission whole wheat tortillas. I mean, you know, look, when you make a decision, oh, he's put it in the basket. Dan, he's put it in the basket. He has made his decision. He's picking up Mission whole wheat tortillas. Maybe he's got fajitas or something like quesadilla planned in mind tonight. I don't know. We're going to continue to search. You know, there's not a lot of people in the store right now in this particular area of it.
Let me.
You know what? I'm sorry, Dan. Go ahead. Yes, I need to let my my analyst speak a little bit.
I just wanted to jump in. I'm more of a producer here. I just wanted to know if there was anyone else that on the crew that you wanted to throw it to.
Well, you know, there's a matter of fact that there is. You know, we had a wonderful pregame show, and as a producer of mine at Fox likes to say, you know, there is no pregame without the game, but we do need to welcome in an important component of our pregame show and an important component of our telecast as a sideline reporter. Julie Dobbs is in the produce section right now. Julie,
wow.
I know that there's some really interesting things going on there right now.
Wow. Hey, Mark. Well, first of all, I just have to say I'm so excited to finally be back where I've always dreamt to be doing sidelines at a live sporting event with Mark Followell. This is so cool. So you're in the produce aisle. I am currently, and this is not a joke, I am in the chicken section. I'm currently looking at the roasted chicken. We have a rosemary and garlic. We have a lemon pepper killer. We have a traditional roasted chicken, and I'm just kind of cruising around to see if there's anybody that wants to chat with me about their grocery store experiences today. Would you like to chat with me about your grocery store experience today? There's a nice man. He's wearing a Scottsdale, Arizona t-shirt. It's a what?
PA?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You're on the board?
Yes.
Player?
Yes.
What's your name? Former player for the New York Giants. What's your name, sir?
Byron Williams.
Byron Williams?
Very cool. You're here at Tom Thumb Shopping with us today. Can you just give us a little tour of your shopping cart, briefly?
I wanted to come in and get some items, something that you can eat, healthy food. This tour is amazing. So I just like coming and getting items that are quick and healthy.
I see mostly healthy items, but I have to point out there's a slice of lemon flavor cream cake here. It says 580 calories on it, but I guess. So you're here in Dallas now. Just
He played for the Packers, Julie. Oh, are we throwing it back to Mark? Oh, dear.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
All right, we seem to have some chaos right now. Julie was doing an interview on the sideline with Byron Williams, who apparently is a former Green Bay Packer and New York Giant. And have we lost Mark Folliwell, our play-by-play guy?
Well, as a matter of fact, we are not lost. We have made our way here at Tom Thumb to aisle 12, and just off of aisle 12, we're now in the lunch meat section. And I can report to you that at the lunch meat section right now, there's a very nice couple. The gentleman is, as he should when he goes to the grocery store, he is pushing the shopping cart. I mean, I think that's very gentlemanly of him to do that. And right now, he has turned onto aisle 13. Interestingly enough, here at this Tom Thumb, not only, Dan, do they list what sort of food items, like this is entrees, dinners, vegetables, meat, seafood, at the frozen food section, but they also give street names to their aisles here. So we're on the aisle not only known as 13, but also known in this Tom Thumb as San Jacinto Street.
Wow.
So
who knew?
I mean, they appear to be picking up the pace because I'm not sure how they feel about my description of what they're looking for. They made a really quick run through the frozen food aisle but did not select anything.
See, everybody thinks it's easy to be a pro athlete to have announcers talk about them all the time. It's not easy. Look at that. The pressure is on.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we have just walked onto another aisle. This is aisle 11. This is also known as Ackard Street. And we've come to the cookies and crackers aisle. Now, in this cookies and crackers aisle, I mean, there are the things that you would expect to find. Chips Ahoy, Oreos. There's a very randomly placed stack of LaCroix sparkling water, box of 12 packs here. But what we've stumbled upon now is a very nice couple, and they are looking in the cracker aisle. Now, let's see if we can ascertain exactly what it is that they're doing here as we're moving into the second quarter of the game. I mean, this is, you know, we've moved on from the gentleman with the tortillas. They're not using a shopping cart nor a basket. They're both holding lots of grocery store items. And it looks like we have someone, he's got some little bites. He's got a breakfast pack of small boxes of cereal, Cheerios, Golden Grahams, Trix, Lucky Charms, Cocoa Puffs. It's fascinating. He's got some rice cakes and some very, very healthy eating choices that are going on here. And then the lovely young lady that's with him has some Pringles. It looks like maybe some English muffins or some bagels. I'm not exactly quite sure at this point. And they're zeroing in right now on the Cheez-It Cheddar Jacks, but they changed their mind. Okay, now I'm really surprised that the Cheez-It Cheddar Jack wasn't the choice. He reached his right hand out. He moved away from that, and now he's gone up top. And, hey, man, sometimes you just got to get the original cheeses. And that's the decision that's been made here.
So I mean, so there was no looking at the calories? There was no looking at sugar content? This was just a gut decision?
Yeah, that does seem like what it was. They decided, you know what, I've made a different decision, and now I'm going to walk to another aisle and get away from this person. And as a matter of fact, we have some a developing situation that's happening here right now that we need to send it to the Doris Burger of our broadcast. That's Julie Dobbs. She's in the salad bar right now, everyone, and she's got a special guest with her in the salad bar. Take it away, Julie.
Hi, Mark. I'm monitoring the cookie sample situation right next to the salad bar, and I'm here to report that nobody has taken a cookie, and there are more people visiting the salad bar than there are the cookie samples, so there is some hope in this world. And I found a couple of gals. Hey, would you guys be willing to talk to me real quick on the radio about your salad bar decisions? What's y'all's name, first of all?
Morgan.
Morgan, and what's your name?
Paige.
Paige, okay, so I noticed you guys kind of circling the salad bar for a while, like maybe 5 to 7 minutes. What was going through your mind as you were trying to decide if you're going to go ahead and go into the salad bar?
I was trying to decide before I got to the salad bar.
Okay, so now that you're here, you have choices because there's so many beautiful choices at this salad bar. It looks like you're going with the spring mix.
Yes. I'm just trying to help you start to decide.
Our sideline mic is.
Do you not care about being healthy?
No, I am getting a salad, but yeah, same.
I'm still waiting to see what kind of salad she gets before you decide. She seems like someone like she knows what she's doing. So you're gonna go like all healthy stuff at the grocery store here today? No ice cream? You're not gonna go licking any ice cream? Have you heard about that?
No.
Somebody took a video of themselves licking ice cream and putting it back on the aisle. And they've gotten a lot of trouble. Isn't that terrible?
Terrible. I was here last night and I got some ice cream and hot Cheetos. So that is one reason I'm trying to be healthy.
Was that late last night?
Yes.
I don't blame you. There's nothing wrong with some hot Cheetos. Okay, Mark, I can scout this and back up.
Well, at this point,
more and more people, really, Mark, are choosing hot Cheetos today.
It's a thing that happens right now, and it's something that you really can't account for. Every human is different, Dan, and we have to realize that.
Do you think more people are thinking? I wanted to ask you though, based on the last report that you had, do you think shoppers these days are more analytically inclined with the new analytics that is available to them, or do you think we're shopping just on gut?
No, I think that you really have brought up a fantastic point, that shoppers are more analytically inclined. I mean, for example, right now, I can report to you that in the meat section, there is a lovely lady. She hasn't bought very much stuff, and she has gone to, it would appear, a section of beef. Now, this is prepackaged steaks. I see T-bones. I see top sirloins. I see ribeyes. And this young lady has picked up a USDA choice beef and steak bone-in steak, obviously preparing for a night on the grill. Now, it's really warm outside, so everybody who's going to be grilling tonight, make sure that you take the proper precautions to stay hydrated when you're outside in your back patio preparing to grill. But there appears to be a lot of decisions going on here. Now, I can't tell. Oh, well, this is definitely grilling for another person. She's looked at two different steaks, and she's picking up thin-cut steaks. Now, this is a really interesting decision. I'm not sure, and I'm a play-by-play guy. I'm not an interviewer, but it's a thin cut. She's gone with a thin cut. No puede ser. I can't believe it. She has gone with a thin steak. It's not going to be a ribeye or a T-bone or anything like that. She has gone with the thin-cut steak. She doesn't want to spend a lot of time on the grill tonight, apparently, and that is the decision that she made. She picked it up with the left hand. She looked at it. She studied it. She's put it in her shopping cart right now, and we have more. Things are developing. Things are changing in the store. We have to go to the bread and deli section right now where Julie Dobbs is standing by. Julie, take it away.
Hey, Mark, I actually have my...
Oh, dear, our sideline mic. Our sideline mic is cutting in and out a bit.
Hear me. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Give it a hold your hand up and hold the foil. We hear you now. Go ahead.
I need to send it back to you because there's somebody here named Bridget who looks serious that wants to talk to me.
Well, let's hear what she has to say.
Okay, they want to hear what you have to say. No, she is.
Oh dear.
Okay, let's go back to Mark.
Okay, yeah, we're losing transmission from the sideline. It sounds like some kind of management is going to talk to the sideline reporter.
Well, I can report.
We might need to wrap this up, Mark.
I can report to you here that the woman who has purchased the steak has now moved on into the aisle 10, which is also named, what street is this? Caroline Street. Oh, okay. She was looking at some paper towels, and she is pushing the cart with both hands. I mean, she's not like one of these people like I might do where you, like, try to push the cart fast, and then you jump up on it and ride on it when you're in the store. I mean, I'm 48 years old, man, and I still do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's pushing the cart very responsibly, straightforward. Oh, and we found some more people in the store. A gentleman in an Anaheim Angels hat. They have made a selection of some Tide. It looks like the sport Tide. That's really important whenever you have workout clothes, stuff like that. This guy looks really fit. He probably works out a lot.
Are they the Tide Pods, Mark? Shirt.
No, they're not Tide Pods.
Okay,
no,
good.
It's definitely a canister. It's definitely a jug of Tide, and that's what he has.
Old
now,
school.
Yeah, old school. Now, they can't seem to decide, like, what aisle they want to go down. I mean, I've never really seen anything like this before, where they're walking past aisles, they're looking down the aisle, they're not making a decision. I mean, as we know, in any game, indecision is a really, really bad thing. So you've got to know what your decisions are, you have to know what the game plan is, and if you don't follow the game plan, that's a real problem. So
right.
We have found a gentleman right now, Dan, that is following the game plan. He's dressed in a red shirt, he's got something kind of like a Birkenstock on, he's got his keys around his neck, it's a really different thing, and he was super decisive, man. He just picked up something from the spice aisle, and he moved so quickly and put it in his cart that he's gone. He's got grapes in his cart. I see baby carrots. Oh, I see asparagus. I see, he's got calming chamomile tea. This is by far the most interesting shopping cart in terms of what is in there that I have seen.
Well, and like you said, it sounds like he's prepped and he had a list and he didn't go shopping hungry. That's important.
Our producer here, Killer, is reporting from the scene that we have to go.
Okay.
I'm not sure why, but stand by for further developments.
I believe we're getting
further developments. It's halftime, and the game will resume in the third quarter from a new location.
Okay, I think it might be game time. We might be just done. So thank you, Mark Folliwell, and sideline reporter Julie Dobbs for reporting on real life. And as real life sometimes happens, you know, the management gets involved and they shut things down. And this has been Mark Folliwell reporting on real life here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Thanks for joining us.